This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for joining me. Sprint recently entered into a partnership with Curiosity Lab to power a smart city. So what is a smart city and how does it even work? Vice President of Product Engineering and Development at Sprint, Ryan Sullivan, is going to join me to speak about the concept of smart cities and other latest products at Sprint. Thanks for joining me, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you get involved with Sprint?
So this is actually my 20th year with Sprint. Recruited me right out of school and had a great run with them. Bounced around a little bit, but I've spent the last 7 or 8 years actually running product development for the company, launching all of our connected devices onto our network. It's been a great run.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Curiosity Lab?
Sure. So we just recently launched 9 cities with truly mobile 5G connectivity. One of those cities is Atlanta, and within Atlanta, there is a surrounding city called Peachtree Corners, Georgia. Curiosity Lab is a lab that we set up in partnership with Peachtree Corners. It's basically a testing ground and proving facility for IoT and smart connectivity, smart cities, autonomous driving, things like that. We just so happen to have 5G underneath it as well, so it allows us to test out how 5G can facilitate IoT coming applications like smart city, like autonomous driving, like robotics, artificial intelligence, and things like that. So we worked with Peachtree Corners to set this up, and it's been fantastic so far. The partnership that we've had there, the testing that we've been able to do, the partners that we've been able to bring through that really are starting to show how we can bring 5G to life. And how we can use 5G for really next generation technologies and connectivity.
What's the timeline for this to do the entire nation? Is it going to be like in a 10-year project or?
So again, it's a proving technology, a proving ground for new technology. It is a lab environment. We are testing out real world scenarios. So testing out the way autonomous vehicles can actually operate within a city grid alongside manned vehicles. And then how we can connect them to the city effectively. So that we can optimize traffic, we can optimize for safety, we can optimize for function, and we can really monitor trends in the city in real time to help with city planning. Things that would normally take months and months of analysis and studies, we can do real time, and we can make changes on the fly to really operationalize and increase efficiency for how cities operate. The intent is, with our Curiosity IoT platform and with our 5G network, as we deploy 5G, into these major markets, which we already have, including in the great city of Chicago, we could start to deploy these technologies in partnership with city, and eventually you can get to where you're able to do this nationwide in all the major urban markets that are out there. Just like with the move from 3G to 4G, the move from 4G to 5G, it does take time. We've launched our first 9 cities, but we are, you know, working diligently to try and expand that footprint and eventually get to a nationwide presence. Which one of the things for Sprint that the potential T-Mobile merger brings is really that scale and that power that the new T-Mobile company could bring, be able to invest in a nationwide network for 5G and build this out on top of IoT applications for all the major U.S. cities that are out there.
Now, you're talking about 5G, but what's wrong with 4G? I mean, can't I just stay on 4G, or eventually is everybody going to go to 5G?
So there's absolutely nothing wrong with 4G. 4G is a great technology. LTE has had a long lifespan. We're going on 10 years now with nationwide LTE networks, Sprint included, and it's not going away anytime soon. The beauty of Sprint's 5G implementation is we're actually implementing 5G on the same network frequency and the same network towers that we operate our 4G LTE networks on. And the connectivity when you're carrying a 5G device with Sprint, you're not only using it to connect to 5G, but simultaneously you're using it to connect to 4G as well. LTE obviously has a lot of life left in it, but 5G is really about adding that extra layer of capacity, right? So we've got a nationwide LTE footprint, and we've got a certain amount of capacity on our network side that we've dedicated to serving our LTE customer base. 5G doubles, triples that up to add additional capacity, additional performance in terms of throughput capabilities for high bandwidth applications like video streaming, gaming in the cloud, enterprise applications, and the things that we've already been talking about, like connected city, autonomous driving, et cetera. So 5G is less about necessarily a new technology right now. It's really more about building out the capacity where our customers need it so that we can serve more customers with a better experience as their data usage continues to go up.
So as of right now, where is the 5G coverage?
So as of right now, we've got 9 cities launched. Atlanta, I just mentioned. We've got Phoenix. We've got Houston, Kansas City, Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Los Angeles. I don't think I left any out there. So we've launched the downtown areas of all 9 of those markets. It is a contiguous footprint, meaning if you're connected with a 5G device in the city there, you can move throughout the city. It is truly mobile, and you're going to hold that 5G connectivity. So those are the first 9 markets that we've launched. We've launched a handful of products to go out with it. And, you know, 2019 was the coming out year for 5G. We're all just getting started, and we really think that by 2020, that's when real network expansion actually will begin to occur as well to other markets, and you'll start to see more and more devices come out there that can take advantage of the 5G capability.
So let's say I live in Colorado and I'm looking to buy a new phone. Should I anticipate that 5G will come to my area and just get a 5G-enabled phone, or is it okay to just get any type of phone?
Definitely right to anticipate coming, right? You know, we're targeting 5G where our customers need it the most, and that is the areas where we have the most customers utilizing our mobile network. So we need that capacity, and that's the way that we're prioritizing. You know, our customers that live in Denver should absolutely expect that at some point 5G will come there. They've got great options. We've got great options still with LTE only, and those will certainly work well on the network for years to come for as long as the useful life of that product is out there. But of course, we're encouraging customers that are upgrading to new devices to always look at the latest and greatest technology so that they're future-proofed for new network advancements as they come out. So absolutely, even if 5G doesn't exist in a market today, we're encouraging customers to buy that 5G phone so that whenever 5G comes to their neighborhood, they're ready to utilize it and take advantage.
Now, before I let you go, could you tell me a little bit about Sprint Drive? I heard about it, but could you elaborate?
Sure. So Sprint Drive is a little wireless device that you can plug into the dashboard of your vehicle, and every vehicle has a port that will support this. And effectively what it is it's a diagnostics device. Once you plug it into your vehicle, immediately and in real time, you can get health monitoring for your vehicle itself. You can get real-time statistics on how your vehicle is doing, it's performing. Basically what you pay a mechanic to do at the shop, they're utilizing the exact same capability. They're plugging something into that dash to run diagnostics on the vehicle. You can do it directly from your smartphone, the application on your smartphone, and from Sprint Drive in real time without having to pay a mechanic to do it. So beyond that, it gives you health monitoring for your vehicle. It gives you statistics about your own personal driving and others that are driving the vehicle. These are statistics that are proven and can be packaged and sent to your insurance company so that you can get discounts on insurance for safe driving. You can get real-time alerts with this device on your speed, on your surroundings, on how you're utilizing the vehicle and how you're operating it. So all kinds of safety features, health features for your vehicle itself. And then to top it all off, it lights your car up with Wi-Fi connectivity because it does have a hotspot included. So you can immediately get LTE-backed Wi-Fi hotspot in your device to connect all of your connected devices while you're on the go.
Man, this sounds pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I like it a lot. I like fixing my own car, so knowing when something is wrong with it, that's pretty cool. But is there a year limit to this? Like, can I put this on my 2005 car, or is it only for current models?
It's not just for current models. The port that you need for this has been really standard in vehicle manufacturing for years now. So 2005 vehicles should support it no problem. This is something, it's not a new technology in terms of the port itself. The new technology has come with what we've launched with Sprint Drive and all of the features that it gives you. Again, the peace of mind that you're operating the vehicle properly, that the vehicle is healthy, and you know the kids on iPads connected in the back seat all along the way.
How did you guys develop this? I'm just thinking like it has Wi-Fi, it can tell you what's wrong with your car, you can send it even into your insurance like if you're a safe driver. I mean, that's like an all-in-one kit. Where did this come from?
So we worked in partnership with some of our leading equipment manufacturers as well as our content providers, really created this as it's a non-traditional connected device, right? I mean, when people think of wireless connectivity, they think of their cell phones. But we're in an age now where we're connecting things. IoT stands for the Internet of Things, and this is one of those things that You know, we saw utility in. We know that there's utility in things like OnStar that are built into some vehicles today, but not every vehicle has the opportunity to take advantage of those integrated, you know, safety and connectivity solutions. So this is an all-in-one. It's connectivity and safety in a box. It's tied to our Safe and Found platform that we've got out there. So all of this data is being used in real time to basically give the customer a better and safer experience. We knew that there would be a market for this because we all felt the business need for this as well as the personal need to have a solution for this. And so, you know, we just started working. It started with some brainstorming sessions with some of our partners. It led to product specifications. There are others that are similar to it that are out there. But, yeah, we saw a need. We know our customers want to be connected, not just through their mobile device, but while they're on the go and connected to through their vehicle and while they're on the move. And so this is something that it made sense for us to go and figure out a solution for. And we had some great partners along the way that came along with us. And what we came up with is something that we're very proud of, and it's actually doing really well. And customer reception on this has been fantastic.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Obviously, for any of Sprint's great products and services, you can go to www.sprint.com. You can call our customer care line or stop in and see us in a store. Ryan Sullivan, again, product development. I'm out there on Twitter and LinkedIn and talking about Sprint's great products and services all the time. At RPSoli13 on Twitter. And, yeah, come out and check it out. And we'd love to show you some of this.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.